This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washington All United. Each Monday, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community through our content partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to look into equity when it comes to access to health care for our young people. The Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti declares its mission to be to provide judgment-free, high-quality, affordable health services for young people aged 12 to 25. Our guest today is the Executive Director of Corner Health Center, and welcome to WEMU, Vercel Smith. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
You're a native Ann Arbor, right? You're a University of Michigan graduate. As you went through your initial stages of your professional career, what attracted you to the work and mission at Corner Health Center?
Well, it's very interesting because my professional career actually began in for-profit on the West Coast in L.A. After graduating from Michigan, I moved to Los Angeles. And it was only upon my return to Ann Arbor that I became aware of the Corner Health Center. And at that point, I had left a sort of high-stress career, and
right.
I knew that I wanted to give back to the community, so it was important for me to find, you know, viable ways to do that, and I like to say that the Corner Health Center found me, and I was
Be honest, though, there is the stresses that go with this job, right?
Yeah, but they're different. You know, they're different. I think with the stresses, having the passion for the work, it makes the stress level a little bit more tolerable, and maybe I adjust to it better, knowing that I'm doing some good for the people in the community we serve, particularly being from Ann Arbor and being from Washtenaw County. Being able to give back sort of makes those stress levels a little more tolerable.
So when you're out and about and you meet new people who are interested in what work you do, how do you describe the Corner Health Center?
I tell them that we are experts at providing judgment-free, high-quality, affordable health care. I tell them that there is no other health center that does the work the way we do it. We are often heralded and celebrated for our work in providing the health care services to young people from 12 through 25. And what's unique about the Corner is that we are able to merge services with programs unlike any other institution. So as an integrative healthcare model, we're able to provide general health care, physical health, and behavioral health or mental health. We then augment those services by providing, for example, mentoring programs with our Mom Power program, our SOAR. These are programs that are designed to help support young moms.
So there's a lot of services and a lot of models that will help a person become more fully rounded as they go out through what you called an integrated health system. Let me ask you this. You said those words, judgment-free, and those are easy words to say. How is judgment-free put into practice at Corner Health System?
From top to bottom, it's put into practice by the type of programs that we offer. For example, we've just launched a transgender clinic that we're able to focus specifically on our LGBTQ plus patient population. That's a population that, you know, sort of grew organically for us. We were founded 38 years ago, and there wasn't any emphasis or very little awareness on that population. So we are told by our patients that they seek care at the Corner because they feel welcome.
It is a very specific age group that Corner Health Center serves, 12 to 25-year-olds. How was it determined that this age group was an underserved population in the area and designed programs specifically suited to those needs?
So that harks back to our mission. And 38 years ago, Dr. Ed Pierce, who was a pediatrician in Ann Arbor, commissioned a study to look at the teenage pregnancy rates in Washtenaw County. The data pointed that the teenage pregnancy rates in Ypsilanti were greater than those in Ann Arbor, and so the decision was made to focus on the Ypsilanti community, specifically those young teen moms. The data also supported that teen moms in Ypsilanti often did not complete their high school education, became dependent on social services, and they had a higher infant mortality rate. So with that in mind, we determined that we would focus on, at that point, it was from 12 through 21, and then a few years back, we extended that age range to 25.
Washtenaw United in our conversation with Corner Health Center Executive Director Vercel Smith continues on 89.1 WEMU. As we've touched upon, many of the patients that are served are minors. Some of the health issues minors face can be very difficult to share with parents. Does the Corner Health Center require parental consent in treating those under 18?
There are confidential services that young people can receive without their parental consent. And by law, we are able to provide those services for them. Our focus, being a patient-centered health center, we want to make sure that we are serving the patient and that we are providing the care that they require.
One of the things I love about Corner Health System, on your website at cornerhealth.org, you have a section dedicated to allowing the younger people in our community to ask anonymous health questions and to get advice and recommendations. What impact is that having in opening the dialogue on issues that are sometimes very difficult to talk about face-to-face?
So that's interesting. We're looking at a lot of different ways to really serve our patients. We recognize that people learn differently, people share differently, and particularly in the digital age, that, you know, there's some who are more comfortable with texting and with their phones. So we are looking at telepsych, for example, telemedicine. Is that an opportunity? So we do know that through the website, the patient or a potential patient even has a question. They can answer that question. We can start the dialogue. We always want to invite them into the corner, but we also recognize that many of them have challenges with transportation. So this may be a way that they can at least start dialogue, then invite them into the corner. And we also underwrite the cost for their transportation through Medicaid. They are covered for transportation.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Vercel Smith of the Corner Health Center on Washtenaw United. As you have touched upon, beyond physical health services, you strive for helping area youth with mental health and the opportunity to live more well-rounded lives. What role does the theater troupe play in that?
Ah, the theater troupe. That's one of my favorite programs that we offer, and it's also popular among our young people. It's a peer-to-peer group where it's directed by a theater director and by a community health educator. And the young people, the participants, create their own play under the guidance of the director. And they go into schools and to community events, middle schools and high schools, and they present a play. Perhaps it's on anxiety, depression, bullying. It's about 15 minutes or longer. And then they field questions within the audience from their peers as to what it felt like to be bullied or to be the aggressor, and then they field those questions while they're in character. Then they come out of character, and under the guidance of a social worker, then they field those questions. So our hope is, A, that we would raise awareness, and B, that we would give them an opportunity to speak to a school counselor, and C, we ultimately want them to come to the corner. If there is something more acute that they're dealing with, then we want to be able to provide a confidential consultation or even get them involved in some of our other programs at the corner.
As you have watched kids go through that process, in your engagement with them, have you found that at least for some it has been a transformative experience?
Absolutely. We're told that all the time. In fact, many of the alum from theater troupe often come back and volunteer. We've had interns who've come back to serve and to support the theater troupe. So it's a family. It really is a family.
Let's talk a little nuts and bolts here. How exactly is Corner Health Center funded?
We receive a lot of our funding through the wonderful donations of our donors. We have a very robust donor database, so individual giving. We have an annual fund, and then we seek funding from corporations as well as foundations. So we have a comprehensive grant program. We also count organizations such as United Way, who've been supporting us from very early on. And so we do a lot of fundraising, major gifts. We have planned giving. We've just launched the Lotus Society, actually. That's an opportunity for us to recognize those planned gifts and for people who are interested in continuing to support the Corner Health as a legacy gift.
What's the annual budget for the Corner Health System?
About $2.7 million.
That's quite a bit. You do accept insurance, but there are all too many in the area without insurance or who are underinsured. Do you turn anyone away?
We don't turn anyone away. So we're an affordable health care center. And I'm proud to say that we do have, through the support of our community, we do offer a patient assistance fund. So we're able to supplement the cost of those who don't have insurance. And for young people who are on their parents' insurance, and if they are, in fact, seeking confidential services, then we don't want to turn them away. If they don't want their parents to be billed for that, then we're able to see them through the patient assistance fund.
Do you see a need for future growth for the Corner Health Center?
There's a tremendous need for growth, especially as we focus on young men in the area. We have a program called Mom Power that is designed to support young moms, and we've launched Fraternity of Fathers, which is focusing on the young men so that that we encourage men to have healthy relationships with their children and that we also provide some sort of mentoring opportunities for them.
So it really is taking a look at the whole life and not just the physical health of those who walk in the doors of Corner Health Center.
Correct. And as we look at the social determinants of health, we do recognize that there are challenges with income, employment, and other areas, childhood experiences and their physical environment. So we want to make sure that we are addressing all of those needs in addition to their physical health.
There are a lot of programs, there are a lot of opportunities for the community to engage with Corner Health Center. If people are going to walk away from our conversation today with one notion of what it is that you are, what do you want that to be?
We are a health center that is youth-centered and where we are creating relationships with our patients and with our clients so that we actually form a more of a family environment.
I thank you so much for the time and for sharing the information, and thanks for the work you're doing in the community.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. I wouldn't do anything else.
That is Vercel Smith, Executive Director of Corner Health Center, our guest on this week's Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join us for another Washtenaw United next Monday, only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.